This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones fires, that's caught, and getting into the end zone, Hunter Henry for the touchdown.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Mac Jones, going to be under center on
Who?
Sunday. Mac Jones.
That's a playoff of Mike Jones. There was a rapper. Who? Mike Jones. But it's Mac Jones, Steiny.
Okay.
Return of the Mac.
What do you think the overall sense is from 49er fans about the, not just Purdy, but kind of the way the season started?
Are we screwed? No, seriously, is this a continuance of last year? That's all. And that's why I was telling you, Steiny's just a damper. They can go win tomorrow, Sunday. But you know what's not going to happen? You don't get to see the fertilizer grow with Ricky Pearsall and Brock Purdy. You don't get to see America's favorite tight end possibly get in the end zone two or three times. And with his special coming out or his series with his wife. And I get that. But you know for a fact with George Kittle, it's going to be three more weeks. You don't know what's up with Purdy. So it's about operation. Just get the win. But Steiny, that's like watching the Warriors without Klay Thompson in his prime or Steph or Dre. So just from a watch standpoint, yeah. And I know it's not the San Francisco Brock Purdy's or the San Francisco George Kittle's. It's the Niners. But you got to think, and people, you could tell me if I'm wrong, 888-957-9570, but this is just like, that's what last year was about. And you had a bitter taste in your mouth about what could have been. And through 1 week in a glorious comeback and a courageous effort, you know, Kittle plays a half, and now you got Brock Purdy out. And that's why I got to commend Willard yesterday. He was keeping it real, Steiny, just about, and I'm paraphrasing, he was kind of down that they're facing this early as a Niner fan. That's all.
There's no rule that you can't get hurt 2 years in a row if your players aren't tough enough.
I like that. No I mean, rule, but I hear you.
I mean, I and listen, we
said
talked
no
a lot
rule.
Of, we talked about it a lot yesterday. Look, I'm of the opinion now that if you're telling me that in five of the last 6 years, the 49ers have been top 10 on the injury list, then that's become a part of who they are. That's become a part of what they have to overcome. And it's just become part of their innateness, if you will. And so now they got to play a backup quarterback and a backup tight end. And we'll see if they can come back.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rod. Well, go ahead, Goo. Go ahead.
Hey.
Yeah. No, you were going to say something.
I wasn't.
Wait to take the Rod call.
Yeah, no, I had nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number.
Oh, I missed it. You threw me alley-oop, Steiny.
This is Rick Ballew.
Okay.
He's a host and analyst for the Jacksonville Jaguars flagship station. And this is what he said about Mac Jones.
His mistakes are plentiful. You know, let's be honest about that. He's very inconsistent, doesn't take care of the ball. He's got accuracy issues. But there are times he'll surprise you. You know, he can throw the ball. He can make a play. It's just not consistent. And, you know, he really got an opportunity here a year ago. He played basically the second half of the season when Trevor Lawrence went down. You look at his numbers, they're okay percentage-wise. But here's a way that I would define Mac Jones. He may be the best passer in the world if it's third and 11 and he throws the football 4 yards.
Yeah. Let's hope that is a byproduct of his environment and a bad offensive play calling. But I don't look at Mac Jones, even when I've watched him, Stoney, the good or the bad is check down Charlie by no stretch. So hopefully, you know, that guy's wrong. Like,
well, I don't think he's wrong. I mean, he watched him play 8 games, right. But this is, you know, and again.
That was a Jimmy Garoppolo trait, right? Third and long, and then you throw it for four?
I mean, to me, this is why this is kind of fun, is because this guy's saying that Mac Jones isn't very good, quite frankly. And his career in the NFL has been marginal at this point outside his rookie year. So what can Kyle Shanahan do with him?
Okay.
It's clear he wasn't very good in Jacksonville for whatever reason.
Let's say
that guy.
Because you are giving Kyle his credit right now, and I feel like we've both done that. But even if we didn't, still doesn't change what I'm about to throw to you. Why do you think Kyle brought him in?
Because they needed a backup.
But
seriously.
I think he was a Jedi enough to say.
I wouldn't say that.
You know, not Mac Jones is perfect, but that was there. I can make him better here.
Yeah, I'm sure he does say that, but like, it's no guarantee he can.
Well, I'm not saying that.
Like, this is.
But that's why he got signed up here. Is Kyle was saying, yeah, Stoney, I seen that. I seen what the reporter was saying, and I can't change that, but I can put him in the best position to succeed.
Yeah, that's what he thought about Trey Lance. Like, well, this guy can be wrong.
No,
like,
I'm not saying he can. He was wrong on Trey.
Right.
Trey never showed anybody anything.
Well, then why did they draft him?
He
must have shown them. No, he obviously showed them on tape.
In a workout?
Yeah, so did Wiseman.
That was open gym.
You think these guys are like, they've got these charts and analysts, and they're like, he's 4-3 doing this. These guys make mistakes.
Right, but Mac Jones.
They get infatuated with athleticism. And then they blow it. And Kyle fell for the banana in the tailpipe because he thought he had the perfect Josh Allen clone.
But why, again?
And he made a mistake.
Listen, I'm just telling you, Stoney, Mac Jones is not Wiseman, and you're not saying he's not.
No,
but
Trey Lance is Wiseman.
Time, the biggest, big time Saturday night collegiate football. Mac Jones did. So I understand the hoopla with Mac Jones, but when you say Wiseman and Trey Lance, I would ask Kyle if we ever went out for a coffee, Stoney, I'd get hot chocolate, but I'd say, why didn't Patrick Mahomes or good Deshaun Watson before Massagegate, why didn't those guys pique your interest or tickle your fancy? Why was it a guy like Trey Lance? But that's either near there.
Well, he would say, you know, Pat Mahomes didn't tickle a lot of people's fancy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I got you.
Let's go to Rod. Rod's in Vallejo. Hey, Rod, how you doing?
Hey, Stoney, great show.
Oh, thank you.
On the debate with Brock Purdy, you're right. Brock Purdy went to Iowa State, and for 4 years, he constantly went up against overpowering teams with blue chippers. And he learned to play with weaker players, especially offensive line.
Mm.
So he goes to the NFL. The first time he gets to play with blue chippers, where the field is level, and he was ready.
Interesting. Yeah, Rod, I remember talking about that when he came out of Iowa State. If you looked at you know, their record over his career there and his numbers when he was there, it's clear he had to probably do way too much at Iowa State, and he probably played a riskier brand of football than he wanted. And he can't, he, you know, there are some players I do believe that come to the NFL or go to the pros and it's just a little bit easier for them because they are surrounded now by players of a caliber they never saw before.
No, and I like how the caller put it, and I'm not making this a compare contrast Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. The only reason we're talking about this is now he is the quarterback and responsible, Mac Jones, that is, for trying to get the Niners to 2-0. My question is to you and the caller, Steiny, why wouldn't you afford that luxury for Mac Jones to step into this Kyle system and benefit the and reap the benefits of the nuggets of a guy that can dial it up and put you in the best possible position than other coaches?
Because he's worked now with Brock Purdy more than 3 years to get to this point. Mac Jones has been on the team for, you know, 3 months. So he hasn't been taking the first string reps either, Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I'm sure Kyle Shanahan will do the best he can. But, I mean, I'm talking about, you know, it's taken 3 years for Shanahan and Purdy to develop a relationship to where it is right now. And
And Purdy took it off from the start, right? He got in there and was shocked to everybody.
I mean, I don't think he shocked. Well, he did what he was told to do when he first started. And I just think little by little, Kyle's allowed him to do more. And now he's gotten to this point. But I don't think Mac Jones is going to be is going to have the ability or leeway to, you know, to take a lot of chance. Why would you put a backup quarterback in a position where he needs to take more chances? You want to try. He may have to take chances, but I think you want to limit those as much as possible.
Yeah, and to your Brock Purdy point, Steiny, it's just me. When you hear Mr. Irrelevant or the last guy picked at the draft, or you're at the 24-hour fitness and you're the last pick, nobody has the analytics, but, you know, people are looking, they're judging you, and I didn't think, and I just thought to myself, oh, he was the last pick in the draft. He's not capable of balling out the way Brock Purdy did. And that's why the movie is a couple years away, because he got thrown in there and he succeeded from jump. And that's to his credit, too.
I
that's what's shocking about Brock Purdy to me.
To me, it no longer matters that he was the last pick in the draft.
That I get.
I don't understand why that means
anything. No, I'm just telling you how I was surprised.
I'm not saying you're saying it is. But, like, you know, I always think
it's over.
I always think people, you know, oh, it's draftism. Well, what is draftism? Well, that's why they have Purdy 15th in the rankings instead of 7th. What does that have to do with anything? We're assessing quarterbacks for the job they've done at, like, the pro level. And, like, I always thought, okay, Steph Curry wasn't recruited out of high school. But he had to go to Davidson.
Yeah.
Who gives a rat's ass now? He's the best player in basketball.
And he was a lotto pick.
Like, yeah, who cares?
But to that point, Brock Purdy wasn't a lotto pick. He was the last pick.
And the comparison is Brock Purdy being a 7th-round pick and Steph Curry in high school not getting recruited. It's like the same thing. Well. And they're both, you know, Curry's one of the best players in history. So it's like nobody would say, you know, nobody talks about Curry anymore, that he was overlooked when he was going to college and wasn't considered that he was going to be a great player. This is more Rick Ballew talking about Mac Jones, not his favorite quarterback, it doesn't sound like. Rick Ballew is a host and analyst on Jacksonville Radio, the Jaguars flagship.
No, it was just awful around here. I mean, the worst play calling in the NFL. Press Taylor never should have called plays. I'll stay with, if Doug Peterson called plays a year ago, this team would have won 7 or 8 football games. Jacksonville lost 10 games last year by 7 points or less. They couldn't run the ball. They had the softest offensive line in the NFL. And, you know, Christian Kirk went down. Gabe Davis went down. Evan Ingram went down. They lost top receivers and tight ends. So it was really everything that you could possibly ask for went wrong. It would have been different, I believe, if, you know, if Mac Jones had an offensive line, had a running game, had all of his weapons healthy. I don't feel as though we got an accurate look at what Jones was able to do a season ago.
Well, other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? He doesn't seem to like Mac Jones very much.
No, Stein, he gave him love at the end. He didn't have anything around him. And Purdy would, you know, again, let's just keep it real. He had, you know, the benefits of handing the ball off to Christian McCaffrey.
His mistakes are plentiful. Let's be honest about that. He's very inconsistent, doesn't take care of the ball. He's got accuracy issues. But there are times he'll surprise you. He can make a play.
Hold on.
It's just not consistent. And, you know, he really got an opportunity here a year ago. He played basically the second half of the season when Trevor Lawrence went down. You look at his numbers, they're okay percentage-wise, but here's a way that I would define Mac Jones. He may be the best passer in the world if it's 3rd and 11 and he throws the football 4 yards.
I gotta tell you, I'll be watching the Sunday's game and I'll be thinking about the end of that soundbite. Like, I don't look at Mac Jones that way, and again, he's watched him more than I have, but again, Stoney, if you hang around 5 or 6 broke people, you're bound to be the 7th. And if you hang around kings and queens, you're bound to get nothing but jewels.
What does that have to do with anything sports?
The Niners are kings and queens, and
yeah, they won 6 games last year.
He was in Jacksonville, Sonny. Yeah. That's the dumb.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Really
appreciate
yeah.
that.
Kings and queens.
Yeah.
All right.
More Ricky Ballew.
Ricky. How does he expect Mac Jones to do here in the place of Brock Purdy?
A lot of that comes down to whether or not they're able to run the football. Again, they weren't here, and he constantly found himself in catch-up mode, you know, coming from behind, down a possession, 2, sometimes 3, and basically Jacksonville became a one-dimensional football team. If San Francisco is able to remain balanced and defenses don't cheat, and, you know, obviously they're on their heels because they're expecting a pass, I think there's a possibility there that Mac Jones could be better. You got a better coaching staff. You got a better offensive line. You got a better running back. I know you're down a little bit at wide receiver, and certainly Kittle is a massive blow, but it's still a better team in San Francisco than what Mac Jones had a year ago when he got those opportunities.
Man. All right. That was Rick Ballew. He is a host and analyst for the Jacksonville Jaguars flagship station. He saw Mac Jones play a lot last year.
So all in all, you don't think he's a fan, huh?
No, it doesn't sound like that. But he actually sounds like less of a Jacksonville Jaguars fan than a Mac Jones fan. I mean, it feels like he doesn't think the organization's very good. Mm-hmm. He doesn't think their coaching staff's very good. He doesn't think their personnel's very good. More so than kind of he dislikes Mac Jones, let's put it that way. But, you know, the one thing, how does it make you feel when you hear that he essentially, you better be able to run the football if you're going to use Mac Jones at quarterback, because if you can't run the football, you're asking for trouble.
Well, I believe that's the case with any quarterback, and Brock Purdy for that matter. So I know they average, what, 3.2 or 3 on the ground against Seattle.
Well, I guess
that's part of it. Now, you got to be able to run and keep the defense on their toes. But if they know teams are stuck, there was a play, a couple plays last week where Seattle had 10 men in the box. And they were like, hey, McCaffrey, you ain't beating us. And, you know, Purdy and Pierce all made some big plays in the passing game at the most opportune time. But I got to say this, Donnie. I really believe Mac Jones is going to be better because his offensive coordinator and head coach is Kyle Shanahan. That's how much love I'm giving to Kyle.
Well, and that's fair of you to say, and I wonder if you say to me, like, can they make Mac Jones, or is he going to play quarterback for the Niners Sunday like he played his rookie year for the Patriots?
If I had a bet right now for my life, it's not any, I would say yes.
And I would say no. Not at this point.
Wow.
Because, you know, he played that whole season and, you know, he got a lot of reps under his belt. I just feel like he just got here. He was getting the second string reps. I just think game one, if he's going to quarterback two or three games, I expect him to be better in two or three games, regardless of who the opponent is, than against the Saints, if for no other reason than he's kind of making his debut. It's on the road. And he has not taken a snap in the regular season for the Niners before.
Have you ruled out the possibility to come in here Monday and we talk about what we see to where you wouldn't say, you know what, Goo, I was impressed with Mac Jones?
I mean, I may be impressed with him, but he's not. Yeah.
And it's only one game, but, you know, it could be two, three, four, hopefully not. But like Stani, I'm not going to be surprised at all is, I guess, you know, my point.
I mean, you know, I don't think they're going to put up 40 points, but the bottom line is he doesn't, all he has to do is win the game. I should say all the 49ers have to do is win the game, and nobody's going to, like, he's a backup quarterback. Just win the game and nobody's going to care. Like, nobody's going to care if you didn't have great stats, but you won the game.
But imagine had Kyle not upgraded the backup position for the Niners. Well, and I mean this.
I don't know that he has, and that's where you and I differ.
I got you.
I mean, but just because you signed a guy.
Let's just say it was Brandon Allen again.
Okay.
I think there would be a lot more despair, and there is some out there on what to expect, but because it's against the Aints, a lot of people feel good about it. But I got to give Kyle tremendous foresight for upgrading that position that I believe needed it, because I believe Mac Jones is better at football than Brandon Allen.
I'm not going to give Kyle Shanahan, like, oh, what a great move to get Mac. Like,
it was a subtle good move, though.
We don't know that yet. What if he doesn't play well?
I guess what I'm enamored with, Stani, is the fact that he had the foresight to know anything could happen on any given play. That we know. And who the hell thought, if you were the backup quarterback for the Niners, maybe you get in week 16 or week 17. But the fact that Kyle is putting that Geico insurance, you got to use that right away. It's just astonishing almost that, boy.
So he's like, you're giving him, you're saying,
I just think he's better than Brandon Allen. And I think he's better than some starting quarterbacks, especially in this system.
I mean, the resume shows he's better than Brandon Allen. But I'm not going to sit here and act like I've seen Mac Jones play a lot in the NFL. I'm not. And so what he is to me is nothing more than a backup quarterback. He's the second string quarterback, and I don't assume for 1 minute that he's going to be terrible, phenomenal. I feel like he's making his debut in my mind.
Well, in
I
a sense, no he is, because this is the best football,
exactly,
best position he's been in, I believe,
on
since
paper,
his rookie season.
On paper, and like, I'm not willing to say, I don't know if he's going to be an upgrade over Brandon Allen. He's supposed to be. But he hasn't thrown a pass yet for the 49ers. So we'll see, you know, what he provides. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Guru with you. Coming up at 12:15, we're going to have Mike Yam joining us from the NFL Network. Talk about the 49ers game on Sunday against the New Orleans Saints. That game kicks off at 10 o'clock in the morning, same time as the Valkyries.
You know where you're watching? Or you'll be at the crib. It's early.
I think I'm going to tape it and watch it later. I'm going to probably try to golf in the morning.
Why not Saturday?
I am golfing Saturday. Golfing Saturday
back
and
to back.
Sunday.
Drake?
Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do that. Let's see what else. So we got Mike Yam coming up at 1 o'clock. I'm sorry, 12:15, and the San Francisco 49ers season continues on Sunday morning. By the way, did you see another casualty of the Jonathan Kuminga situation? The 49ers lose out on Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, I saw you got a job in
the 49ers or the Warriors?
The Warriors. Oh, I guess I said 49ers.
And I'll do like when I mess. It's okay, Stoney.
Yeah, I know. I don't care. I don't care. I made a mistake. Quiet. Who cares?
You got it quiet.
Happens. It happens. I'm doing the best I can.
That's my man.
Especially without the boss here. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Stiney and Goo coming to you at 1 o'clock. We're going to have a little trivia game.
Let's do it.
You got no shot.
The Bayou?
Yeah, you don't have any shot.
I got family in Louisiana, and I just watched the Netflix. You need to watch that, Katrina.
I saw it live. I don't need to see it again.
Wow, you hit me with that.
I saw it.
No, but this is.
I saw it over.
Spadoni and Shasky saw it. I saw it. I cried. I'm just saying.
I watched the news for 2 or 3 weeks.
Gosh.
Yep. You hate to, that was 20 years ago? 2004?
And the first thing they fixed was the arena.
Well, I mean, I'm not being a jerk here, but in fairness, that's one of the big reasons why the city came together after Katrina was the Saints. But I hear what you're saying. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Mike Yam coming up at 12:15 of the NFL Network. That segment was also sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.